That was a very timely intro, actually, coincidentally, because I'm going to give you some information so you're completely updated on what's available tomorrow. People leave things to the last minute. What we know now is we're likely to have a very fine day tomorrow. Light winds, really comfortable temperatures, relatively speaking, comfortable temperatures. Where would you rather be with Adelaide's soaring temperatures yesterday? My God, over 40. But we've got a nice day coming up tomorrow. No suggestion of any significant showers, etc. So please listen closely. To her great credit, Cathy Zeigel, Councillor Cathy Zeigel, has made herself available to step us through what the council's doing tomorrow. Hello, Cathy.
Good morning, John. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Obviously, someone at the council or several people at the council have been very creative. I'm looking at pool party as one heading, beach bash is another one. Park shindig.
I've got to tell you, it's so exciting what's on tomorrow. I'm like, I could do an Aussie Day crawl, starting at the beaches, hopping into Tobruk and then heading out to Gordon Vale. It's brilliant.
You could do all three, couldn't you? I didn't think of that. By the way, talk to me about the barbecues. Are they all free?
All the barbecues are free, that's right, and all the activities and games, they're all free. And I think, let me see, you've even got it to Brooke. You've got, there's like you sing Waltzing Matilda underneath an umbrella, and you know, and you can win a Parnella Park family pass before, you know, and that's, I think Star FM's doing that. Sorry, bit of competition there, but yes, no, they're doing that. We've got Secret Life of Pets, or even a movie. You can sit in the pool at Tobruk Pool and watch a movie.
Oh, really?
I know. It's going to be brilliant. So if I start off, let me start off at the beaches, perhaps.
Okay, yeah, good.
We'll start north and head south. So commencing at 8 o'clock. So you've got the normal markets happening there. They're all ready to go. There's over 56 stalls all set up at the markets. You've got the free sausage sizzle with the Crime Stoppers running that. Market stalls, you've got live music, competitions, heaps of prizes. So if everyone parks, like Raintree Park's a good spot to park there, which is near the community gardens. That's from 8 till 11. That's at Holloway's Beach. Then after that, you can head over to the pool party. This looks like fun, I have to tell you. Lots of kids' games. Even the Wave Rider is not free, but it's discounted. Everything else is free. As I said, you can sing Waltzing Matilda under the umbrella if you're really good at it, or maybe really funny at it, but you'll get some good prizes.
Okay.
There's even lucky duck diving, all right? So I'm presuming there's a lucky duck at the pool and you dive down, you get some get some cool prizes.
Yeah.
Sit in the pool, watch The Secret Life of Pets. So I think Optus have lent us their screen to do that. And that's from 9 till midday, so that's quite probably the longest running one. That's really, really good at Tobruk Pool. It's going to be brilliant.
Well, the fact of the matter is a whole lot of people have never been there. I mean, it's been open several years now, but there's thousands of people that have never even ventured inside. So this is a beautiful opportunity. Not only that, if you got at one of those wave, if you think you're good enough, those wave rider rides are going to be cheaper than usual too, so there's another magnet.
Exactly. What a perfect opportunity to check it out. And, you know, while you're there, you can swim off all those extra calories from the sausages. Great opportunity. Great opportunity.
You're a very good saleswoman. Let's go on to the...
Thank you.
What's the next one? We've got to go Gordon Vale, haven't we?
Gordon Vale. Party in the park, and that's at Norman Park. So that's nice and central for everybody. You've got, again, the free sausage sizzle. You've got live music. You've got song throwing, pie eating competitions. I did well in my last pie eating competition. Failed miserably, actually. Miserably.
This isn't half Australian, is it? Seriously, this is very funny.
Oh, look, it is so good. Face painting. They've even got some rides out there for the kids out there as well. They've got a slip and slide. So if your kids put their togs on, they can go and have a bit of a slip and slide out there and probably a little bit of mud left over. So, yeah, they can have a great time. A few market stalls. I think there's a pizza food stall there, a few things. Now, while you're there, because you're in the theme of everything, you're going to go, oh, Gordon Vale, the pyramid. Why don't I sign up for the pyramid race this year? You get all inspired because that particular committee is organising it. So they're going to, you know, be there encouraging everyone to sign up. Yeah. So, you know, if the mood hits you, you can sign up while you're there. Now, that is from 11 till 2. This is why we can do our Aussie Day crawl, starting at the beach at Holloway, heading into Tobruk, and then we want them. We want to change it up, perhaps from sausages. Head into some free pies.
Yeah.
Between 11 and 2. But remember, you plumb off your sausages. So you're ready for a bit of action with your throwing songs and eating pies. So it's going to be brilliant.
On Friday, I was trying to rope the mayor into doing all the sausages, doing all the barbecues, but he had to decline. I understand he's involved, of course, in a citizenship ceremony. I think it's about 200 applicants or something.
Yes, that's exactly right, John. But we've got over 200 people there coming tomorrow. And a lot of that is because it got held up during COVID.
Oh, okay.
We have citizenship ceremonies during the year.
Okay.
And a lot of them are, so they're all waiting, you know. It's going to be a wonderful, imagine the, you know, the vibe that's going to be happening there tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's a big day, and I've just come from the Australia Day Awards ceremonies this morning.
Okay.
So that was pretty big this morning. So you'll see everything probably in all the media, but we had, Ian Roberts from Anglicare won the Citizen Council Citizen of the Year. He's all the work that they've done with Anglicare, especially over the whole COVID period. And, I mean, they do great work with the homeless and all these other things. And then we had a young fellow called Harrison Oates who runs helps kids with their, you know, out on the ocean with sailing lessons and helps all different charities. So, yeah, he did really well. We had our amazing Janine Bowmaker, who does Study Cairns, and she worked with a lot of our, all of our students that got stuck here during COVID with no money, no food.
Yep.
And the work that she did there was absolutely incredible, especially over Christmas. I had a few friends who had students in for Christmas Day. I wasn't here, so I wasn't able to do it. But Janine organised that.
She's terrific.
So, she's amazing. Mm. So she rightfully got recognised for that. And we had very others. We even had a young Muay Thai fella about 13 who's representing Australia in Muay Thai. Glanis, who works with St. Vinnie, she got the volunteer. She also works with aged people. So Terry Gore got the cultural award. Ashley Young got the junior culture. She sings all over Australia. She goes to St. Moni's.
Yeah.
And our one of our favourite sports people, young Scooter, won the sports person. He's our mate who gets around on a scooter.
Okay.
And he trains at Waree Pool with swimming, and he was supposed to get into the Olympics. Mm. And, of course, it was called off, so he didn't make it. So that's, the Paralympics. So
has that all happened this morning at the Cairns International, has it?
That did. That all happened at the Pullman this morning.
Pullman International. From what time?
We started at, 7, so they all kicked off about at 7:30, and then, went on.
Oh,
no, it's been a big day.
Already. We're not even there yet. No, that's terrific.
I know.
All right, Kath, look, I really appreciate this update. You've got obviously all the information at your behest, and you've obviously shared it very effectively with us. I can't ask you to do Caranda and the Douglas Shire. I'll get some calls out if I get a chance later on for those places.
Look, I would if I could, John, but yes.
I know you're very accommodating.
Songs.
I really appreciate it. Good on you, Kath. Thank you.
Okay,
that's
bye-bye.
Kathy, our Kathy Zyger. She's the Division 3 Councillor, Cairns Council. Gee, it's 8:20.